Benham, how do you see this? With these reports, again, we've heard President Trump now say that the Supreme Leader is dead. The Israelis are saying that as well. The Iranians are saying that's not the case. But despite all that, where do you see where things stand right now for Iran and its leadership?
Well, great to be with you on this historic moment, Sumi, and also in studio with our friend Khashayar from BBC Persian. No doubt this is an inflection point, not just in the 47-year history of the Islamic Republic, but potentially even if operations continue in the larger U.S.-Iran relationship here. We know in President Trump's comments in the video, I should say, the one he posted earlier as military operations against the Islamic Republic were underway, the last part he actually alluded to something that the Iranian people could do to take back their government. Much of that will depend on the nature of the targeting if Israel and America pushes through or pushes past what's left of Iran's security state. Make no mistake, Ali Khamenei was the region's longest-serving autocrat. He was the second supreme leader in the Islamic Republic, but part of his success for those 30-plus years was institutionalizing his power. So now it'll remain to be seen if Washington, if Jerusalem, will go after that apparatus of repression, will go after what's left of command and control, will drill down to foster defections from below so that unit-level cohesion of these security forces, so that local initiative is taken over by local fear, and that the guns go to the sides rather than continue to be turned against the population or turned against Israel, America, and perhaps even more importantly, we should say here, Iran's Arab neighbors. There are some here who are taking a premature victory lap that potentially you could have a military government come in, something a la South Korea, and engagement with military government would lead to modernization, westernization, and then democratization.